podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
You can be strong through this, okay? It's going to be all right. Mm. You might not like it, but just stay with me, mate, because this is life. This is real, okay? Real radio.
Literally on.
Real people.
A razor's edge right now.
So. I know. But speaking of razor edge, that kind of will come in handy.
Okay.
So I went to the gyno yesterday and sorry, your face. Bless you. You're with me. I'm sorry. I told you a bit much information last week about a kidney infection that I had, bladder infection. You know, that sounds better than just coming out and saying UTI, doesn't it?
No.
Nicer?
None of it's good.
Anyway,
None of it's good.
Sorry, but this is, you know, women's health is very important to me.
So important, mate. That's why I'm here. I'm an ally.
No, and I know you are. And I never talk about my endometriosis, but you flare it up on the daily, let me tell you, right? And so, I have endometriosis and I've dealt with that.
I'm just glad I get to make you feel something.
Yeah. Thank you so much. When the doctors say, how's that brain medication working for you? I'm like, so numb. I can't feel any. Although, there is Tom.
Yeah, such a pain in the ass.
But I had to go get my 5-yearly pap smear done yesterday.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool.
And, you know, I'm going to give her a shout out, Dr. Bonner from Etworth Air.
Yeah.
She's the best. She's the best gyno I've ever had. I'm serious.
Yep.
Right? She cut out all my endo like years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, I always feel bad where it's like, oh, I haven't seen you in a while. Here, I'm going to greet you.
Yeah.
This way.
Jeez,
you get on that table and it's like, we know, you know, you've got the position there.
Oh,
you
boys
have no idea.
No, we don't know. That's the thing. The mind boggles. The mind boggles.
In this body.
The mind boggles.
I'm telling you.
I get it.
Between the mind problems and the endometriosis, you would just not last a day right here.
No, I get it. This is what I've said many times. Like it doesn't seem fair.
It's really
that
not.
All of the crap stuff.
I know. And so I, you know how they work. They get like the speculum.
I don't need to know what Dr. Bonner does under the bonnet. Like she can, I'm sure she's good at what she does.
I honestly love her so much. She's the best. But it's like, yeah, so it's speculum.
Yep.
And then they say, you know, they put it there and you've got to open the cervix. I know, quite graphic for your morning. Whatever, it's women's health. I don't care. I'm talking about it because I'm real. And then to open it, you've got to crank it. It's got to go click, click, click. So it's kind of like, you know, when you're okay. Jacking a car.
No, I don't see you. Okay.
Stop.
Please.
And it's you kind of go and it's like, click, 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 you know.
Yeah.
It's like that.
It's like a crank.
Yeah. Honestly, I know a lot of people are scared about getting a pap smear done. And I know there have been women along the journey of my life who have been like, nah, I've never got one done. Come on. Honestly, you have hurt more from a situationship than you'll ever hurt from a pap smear.
So had it, so once
so they
you've
open
done
it
that,
up,
right,
and then
yeah,
they
and
put
then
in
a canary
spoolie.
To check that everything's okay. They send the canary before they
like
go in there? Or?
They do a few scrapes, you would say, but scrape sounds very graphic. But, you know, but honestly, didn't feel a thing with her.
Yeah, great.
I've had ones in the past where I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But see, the thing is as well is that my cervix tries to fight people. So.
Oh, I'm really trying to stay with you, man. I'm really trying to stay with you.
So it will try and
yes.
break that speculum, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anything, I find out soon. Hopefully it's all is well. But I just wanted to remind people that it's only every 5 years now. So this is your reminder. Listen to Loggy's cervix. Get a pap smear. Nah, I'd probably sound more like this. Get a pap smear.
Get a pap smear. Sister, move down. Get on the table.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
So earlier, I brought to the table a story about punch-ons at the plaza in Werribee.
Mm.
Just thought I'd take you back to your teenage years.
Yeah, all right.
Just a fight at the plaza.
You want to talk? You got something to say?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I thought so.
What I would like to say is that you don't know how to say Uniqlo, and
oh my God.
You got so triggered because I was saying exactly the same thing. You're hearing, I don't know what you're
Uniqlo.
Hearing. Uniqlo.
Oh my God.
Well, we're saying the same thing.
We're not. You're saying it's like unique, Chloe.
That's not at all what I said.
Clo.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
It's not what you're saying. It's not what you're saying.
Let's see how Uniqlo say it, because I think you're going to hear the same thing as what you're saying and what I'm saying.
We're not saying the same thing, though.
We are.
No, I'm not getting pulled into this today. I've got plenty other things to do with my life. Thank you very much.
Hopefully it's an answer.
Thank you for calling Uniqlo Australia.
Oh!
Unfortunately, you have reached us after hours.
Okay, go. Call them again because we talked over that.
Thank you for calling Uniqlo Australia.
Like I say, Uniqlo Australia.
No, Uniqlo.
They're not. She doesn't say.
That's how she says it.
I've got a recording of it now anyway. So now we can go back to it. But 5223295.
Oh my God. I'm not getting involved in this today. I wish you well.
We are either all saying it the same or I'm right. There's no two ways about it. Ten-o, what do you reckon?
Mate, Loggy, you're out of luck, sorry.
Hey!
how do you say it, Ten-o?
Uniqlo, the same as the woman on the answering machine.
It's not unique. Lo. It's Uniqlo.
No.
It says unique.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
How many people have to tell you?
Oh, okay. I'll take it from two fashionistas.
All right.
No
it's
offense.
It's not about the fashion, mate. It's about the words.
No offense. Actually, yeah, no offense.
Yeah.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
I saw this poll on the Insta you should care about. She does mundane polls. It's such a great website. Lucy is her name that runs it. It's great, right? And she said, is peanut butter sweet or savory? And I click savory because I love a poll.
Silly question.
Love a poll. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be 100. People are fighting about this. And I'm like, you know, sometimes you educate me on life where I think something is savory and then you're like, nah, it's sweet. I mean, that's just a little example.
I'm just trying to remember when that ever happened.
You know, like you educate me.
Yeah.
Like my brain thinks one thing.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, that's not correct.
Like, come here. Come, sweetie. Come on.
Yeah,
darling.
Right?
Come to Papa.
No, absolutely. Never, ever.
Let me tell your story.
But I asked you, peanut butter is savory, right?
It's absolutely savory.
Yeah. But people be fighting about this. No. It's like a 50-50 sweet savory thing. She's from New Zealand. It's not like this is an overseas. I mean, New Zealand's not really overseas. It's not like it's across the world, the hemisphere discussion. And we both think it's savory. We don't understand how anyone could think it was sweet. So 5223295. Let's take some calls on this. Explain it to us. Brendan from Kerr Lewis, a.k.a. Fog Correspondent. How are you this morning, mate? Is there any fog about?
Oi, oi, legends. No fog at the moment, no.
Okay.
We're going to have to go against the grain here because growing up, peanut butter for us was like a treat. And apart from putting it on toast, it's used in every other way as in a sweet treat.
Yeah, but it's you're wrong. So
wrong.
No, so so the thing with that is like it's put with sweet stuff, but this is my point. It's like salty, savory, and the mix is the attraction is the mix of the salty and the sweet. Don't you agree, Tenno?
Would you consider a milkshake a sweet treat or a savory treat?
It is a sweet treat. Oh, it is a sweet
so
treat.
So you get a peanut butter milkshake from Daniel's Donuts.
Yeah.
No,
there.
but okay, would no, actually, I'll take my brain answered it and it was not a good argument, so I'll keep it with me.
No, go with it,
I'll keep it with me. I was going to say, well, what about fruit? No, but it is sweet and I think it is sweet.
What do you mean about
because I was thinking if you go to fruit for a healthy snack. Anyway, see, oh, that's
don't
why
worry.
I didn't.
Sorry about my friend. Sorry about my friend.
Sorry, Tenno. Hang there.
Yeah, hang on.
Hang there. We've got Matt from Kerr Lewis joining us now. Matt, peanut butter, sweet or savoury?
Has to be savoury.
Thank you.
And, I mean, I'm not that clever, but borderline, let's get scientific. Peanut butters contain sodium, which is salt, so it can't be sweet.
Thank you.
There you go. Now, I'm not sure on the...
I'm not sure on the legalities.
Of sort of that technical...
Because you could have salted ice cream, can't you?
Salted caramel? That, does that have sugar in it?
But adding salt onto something doesn't make it including the salt through the, like, the process of it being made, right?
Yes. Okay.
It fits our argument, so we'll accept your vague pseudoscience there, Matt.
Why are we fighting him when he agrees with us?
He agrees with us. Azza from Hammond Heights, pick a side, sweet or savoury?
It depends on sort of what brand, I reckon, but I reckon it's a savoury because when you have a Snickers sandwich, you're having peanut butter and Nutella, so the Nutella has to be the sweet. And in America, they're having... peanut butter and jelly or jam sandwich.
Yeah.
So I look at that as the peanut butter being the savoury. But I reckon the only way to 100% put it to bed is to check a label and see whether there's more salt or more sugar in it.
Great call.
Hour with Azza.
Okay, well, look, you've given us something to follow up on. If you wouldn't mind doing that and then messaging us through the answer, that'd be great. Thanks, Azza.
We can't be bothered.
We won't. We'll immediately forget that this ever happened.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
This happened about 3 days, 4 days ago.
Sorry,
I reckon.
I'm so sorry to do this. What? You know I hate interrupting people.
What? What's Tommy done now? Sorry. What's he done now?
Tom, have you noticed we've got a badass in the studio?
What do you mean?
Have you noticed? Look at Lee.
What?
Where his watch would normally be.
You're not wearing the watch today.
Repping
the prison crew, hey?
Yeah, got me chat out.
Yeah.
Just while I'm in the streets, people know, hey, don't get on me. I'm one of you.
I can't wear a watch at the moment.
You can't wear a watch.
Does time scare you? Because it does me.
He's got a 24-carat gold allergy.
Yeah.
Flaring your skin up.
Speaking of skin, I can't rub against the old tattoo because I'm getting the tattoo removed. I've had last week a laser treatment, which hurts a little bit too, by the way.
Not a premiership tattoo, like from
it
what,
is.
From one of your, which one? First one?
I got it after the second one and then kind of didn't like it at all and never got the third one added to it. I've never liked it. I don't actually like tattoos. I'm sorry. I know you guys, you love them, Tommy, but I've always wanted to get rid of it. And last week I went and did the treatment, the session, the laser.
Hang on.
And I can't wear my watch. What?
Question.
What?
When did you have your first session?
Wednesday or Thursday last week.
Tom. Oh, my God, it all makes sense.
Yeah.
What?
Why do the cats play so badly? You've put the moz on them.
You've jinxed them.
No, I haven't.
You can't get rid of a premiership tattoo. Are you serious?
It's like basically a blob of ink now. Like it's not one of those. It's not like it's a Geelong Shield. It's just a bunch of ink.
It's not what it looks like, mate. It's what it stands
that
for.
That is such a bad omen.
What it represents.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, you too.
Don't break a mirror. Don't walk under a ladder. Don't remove a premiership tattoo.
That is not something. It's not a thing.
This is not where I thought this chat was going to go, but...
Oh, I want to talk about what I did last week.
No one cares. 5223 2955. Did Lingy jinx the cats?
No.
You cannot remove a premiership tattoo.
I don't like tattoos. I do not like tattoos. I regret doing it and I'm going
through the process. But no one sees it. You wear it up with a watch.
Yeah, I see it. I don't like it. I want to get rid of it.
Nah.
That's okay.
Nah. 5223 2955. This is ridiculous. We cannot have this.
No.
Geelong, have your voice heard. If you want the Cats to win in 2026.
Ever again.
This is it.
Nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Don't put that on me. Do not put that on me.
Premiership captain, ashamed of the club.
That's the headline there. Sickening.
Stop it.
See that in the Herald Sun.
People will think you're serious. Stop it. Stop.
5223 2955. Come on, scorched earth. Let's get him.
It's the Tom and Loggie podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
We are talking about Cameron Ling's tattoo, but... Is Ava's in here for some reason?
Ava's got asked to come in with some breaking news.
Okay.
Ava, we'll give you a little intro to make it a fish. Crossing now to Ava. What's the latest from the newsroom?
Yeah, guys, premiership captain breaks the hearts of Cats fans across town. Lingy, what's happening?
Ava, don't get sucked in by these two. Come on.
As the Cats fan representation here in the office right now, I feel like I've got to ask what's happening.
I've never liked it, and I don't like tattoos, and I want to get rid of it. That's all. And these two peanuts, and now they're dragging you into their evil vortex and saying that I jinxed the
Yeah, it wasn't a great game, was it?
No, it wasn't. It's not on me. Don't put that one on
me,
please.
For those just joining us, Cameron Ling, you have a premiership tattoo with it goes under your watch. You've come in today nude, watchless. And we're like, oh, badass in the studio. And then you said, you're getting the tattoo removed. Your first session was on Wednesday last week.
Wow.
The Cats game on Saturday, terrible.
Not on. No, not at all.
Bad omen.
No, you've spun it into something it is not. And you've dragged poor Ava into it and everything like that. And you've put the vibe out there that I do not deserve. I just want to get rid of it. I don't like it.
She's a news journalist. She speaks news.
I think you need to get another tattoo this week and we'll test the theory on the weekend.
Yes.
No.
Okay,
no.
So former premiership captain ashamed of the club. That's the breaking news. We do.
Thank you, Ava.
You've probably got work to do. So
thank you so much, guys.
Ava. Appreciate it.
There'll be more on krock.com.au.
Yeah. Tony from Cries on hold. Tony, what say you? Can you get rid of a premiership tattoo, mate?
Yeah, definitely can't. So Sticks from Carlton got rid of his in 2001, and we've all seen what happened to the Blues since then.
Is that true?
What are you doing, Lingy?
Is that true,
what
Tony?
What are you doing, mate?
About Sticks?
It is. So he had a premiership tattoo, and he had it covered up in 2001.
Oh.
Okay. Well, no one told me about that.
Yeah.
Tony, I've never liked it, and I actually once I got it, didn't want any tats on my body. It's not a thing. It's not a jinx.
Sometimes you do things you don't want to do for the club you love, Lingy, and you're not being that captain.
We've got to keep moving because above average Mike from Highton is on the line. Mike, what say you about Lingy's tattoo debacle?
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Loggy. Good morning, Ava.
Oh, she's gone.
I can't say good morning to the other one because, mate, what are you doing? What are you doing? Listen, are you sitting down, Lingy? Because, no offence, but if anyone needs more colour on their body, it's you. So you need any more colour, okay? Secondly, have you seen Back to the Future? When you start mucking with stuff like this, mate, you remove that tattoo, your name's going to disappear from the Almanac sports books, your photos going to disappear from premiership photos. You're wrecking with history, mate.
And lastly,
if anyone should regret getting a tattoo, it's me getting a tattoo on my ass in your studio a few months ago.
I knew that R sound.
Yeah. How is the little wolf? It was a little wolf you got in your butt cheek, wasn't it?
Well, it is a little wolf. A lot of people, not a lot of people, but a few people think it's a penis. So.
Okay.
Oh. Well, that's okay. It's a two for one there, Mike. Yeah. And that's glorious. Darren from Leopold. Lingy is removing his premiership winning tattoo. That is not allowed, is it?
Definitely not, Lingy. I'm so disappointed. And not only have you put a moz on the Cats, you've just ruined my birthday, mate.
Oh! Okay. First of all, happy birthday. But this has gone a little bit further than I thought.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I agree with Ava. Lee, you need to make an appointment today. Get a new tattoo.
I don't want any tattoos on my body.
Oh, I sound like damage is done. Someone get Darren a hug. Oh, my God.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Don't act all like
I'm a charlatan.
Professional. I'm just going to move on with life. You two have made me. Oh. I feel awful.
Good. That was the point.
No, it wasn't. Like, I just, for those who are just joining, I made the decision to get a tattoo removed, which I wanted to because I haven't liked it. I don't like tattoos, whatever. Personal choice. These two have spun it back on me and have now made me feel awful. Who was it from Highton? Mike from Highton.
Mm.
Quoting Back to the Future and like, once you mess with that, my name will be removed from the sports almanac and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I love those movies. And was it Darren's birthday? I've ruined that.
Yeah, the big. I think that big decal they have of you on the wall at the sports museum at K Park is going to just fade.
It's going to fade away because you've put the Moz on the Cats.
I have not put the Moz on the Cats. They had one bad game. One bad game. They'll bounce back. And they'll win Saturday against the Kangaroos. You better win Saturday against the Kangaroos.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.